Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Dublin Zoo says all of its elephants are well today, but it's continuing to monitor the herd 24 hours a day following the deaths of two elephants from a virus and a positive result for another female elephant, Asha. The virus is widespread in zoo and wild populations around the world. It has a high mortality rate in elephants under 10 years old. For more on this, I'm joined by Jerry Creighton, who's founder of Global Elephant Care and former operations manager at Dublin Zoo. Jerry, you're very welcome to the programme.
Cormac, thanks for having me. Firstly, to say all the best to the team that have put in a tremendous effort, you know, with everything they've put so much into the last, you know, week, you know, with these helping these elephants. It's been, you know, such an emotional time, such a devastating time and such a huge setback for elephant conservation globally and for the team at Dublin Zoo.
Yeah, it's a really worrying time, Jerry, isn't it? Because
indeed.
Is the rest of the herd now in danger here?
Well, you see, thankfully, they're older elephants and, you know, they tend to have more of an immune system to cope with the viruses. The viruses can lay dormant in all elephants, you know, that's what happens. And it's the herpes family virus, and even herpes, as we know, in humans, these viruses are kind of the last frontier of medicine that's very difficult to detect and to deal with. And this is the same with this virus. It's very, very aggressive, you know. The elephants shed it at certain times, you know, unknowingly, and the symptoms can be so varied, so difficult to detect, even with regular testing. And when it does attack the body, you know, in its most aggressive form, there's various strains of the virus. But when it does attack, it's pretty lethal. The blood vessels open and they excrete fluid and proteins and antibodies and blood into vital organs around the body, and that shut down the body very, very quickly. But, you know, having been the operations manager and particularly in charge of the elephant care program for two decades, where it was the most successful elephant program in the world, we had, you know, prepared and protected and had the elephants ready. We tested daily for blood, we tested for temperature, for everything, and we kind of were always, you know, as prepared as well as you can be for such a difficult virus.
And I'm sure, but we know now that there's a positive result for another female elephant, Asha. So what's Dublin Zoo going to be doing around Asha, and how will they be taking care of her?
Yeah, Asha too. Like, you know, Asha was the first elephant that was born in the Republic of Ireland. And, you know, I was there with the team to watch her birth. And it was a joyous occasion as, you know, she stumbled to the floor, and to see her mother and her aunt Yasmin come around her and as they embraced her and her new life. And elephants are such an amazing species. Like, they mourn life, they celebrate death. But we can learn so much from how they look after one another and how they care for one another, their empathy, their emotional intelligence. But to see Asha, you know, come into the world and it was an amazing experience. And it set on a whole series of events that made, you know, Dublin Zoo's management of elephants resonate throughout the world. But at the moment she's 17, you know, her immune system hopefully, you know, is much more advanced and has been exposed to much more, you know, things that it needs to protect and develop itself. So, you know, she is showing no symptoms and the team are very optimistic, you know, and hopeful. But okay. It is, as I say, it can change in 24 hours. Like, for example, you can take a sample of a mil of blood in the morning and it can be 500 viral count per mil of blood, and that evening it could be 5 million. It's such an aggressive... Okay. You know, uncompromising virus. So, you know, we just remain, you know, strong. And as I say, the team and the resources that have been put into this has been international experts on call. There's been a coalition of zoos around the world have jumped in to help Dublin, and they've left no stone unturned. It's just one of these kind of mystery viruses that has affected, you know, many aspects of life.
And as you say, very volatile as well. So let's hope for the best here. You speak with them very lovingly, I must say. Jerry, it's great to have you on. Great to talk to you.
Thanks
Let's hope
so
for
much.
The best, as we say.
You.
Jerry Creighton, founder of Global Elephant Care and former operations manager at Dublin Zoo.